I'd like to begin today with a question. Do you know what it is that you really want? What if what you think you want is not really what you want? Because I think that we often confuse what we want with what we need. What we think we want is often what we need. Because many times it's hard to get what we need, so we think that that's what we want. For example, it's very hard to make money, and we need money, especially if you don't have much to begin with. Our young people sometimes have a very hard time getting jobs. It's getting harder and harder to keep a job. So yes, it takes a lot of work to get what we need. And so we think that's what we want. But when you get what you need, you're not necessarily satisfied. Getting what you need, yes, provides some relief, but it can never satisfy. Money, love, acceptance, these are things that we need. We can't live without them. Even pleasure and leisure. I mean, we need that. We're human beings. We're not animals or machines meant to only work. So we need all these things. But the things that we need cannot satisfy us. We need something, so we go and get it, but we are not satisfied. You need more than that. Only getting what you want can satisfy. Simon was a fisherman. He needed fish. That was his livelihood. The fact that he owned a boat meant that he had a fishing business. And it was a hard business, not an easy business. We see even today that he was up fishing all night and caught nothing. Catching fish is what he needed, and it was hard work. And so catching fish is what he thought he wanted. But Jesus comes and tells him to go put your net into deep water. I mean, he'd been fishing all night and caught nothing. So he's probably a little skeptical. But he listened to Jesus and did it anyways. And the result, it was pretty crazy, wasn't it? Luke describes it like this. When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to burst. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. Can you guys imagine and picture this? All night, nothing. And all of a sudden, it's just the nets are breaking and the boat, I mean, what a load, what a fortune. This is probably the biggest haul of his life. And he had now more fish than he needed. I think most of us would probably be ecstatic, right? This is amazing. But we see a very interesting response in Simon. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Very interesting response. Simon received everything that he thought he had wanted, and more. But in that moment, he saw something different. He saw something else very clearly. I think what he saw was who he was and what he had been living for. He saw that his focus had been so much on the fish, we see from previous passage that Simon, I mean, he was a pretty devout Jewish man. He went to the synagogue, and that's when he first kind of encountered and met Jesus. And from the synagogue, Jesus went to Simon's house where his mother-in-law was sick and with a fever, and he healed him. So Simon had some encounter. He was a religious man. And so every Sabbath, he would go to the synagogue where he heard the word of the word being taught. So for Jews, you know, from the time that they are born, they're imprinted with the word of God, and especially this one commandment, it is etched into them. This is what it says. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Isn't this a great command? I think maybe we should take this to heart and really do that. The most important commandment, their way of life and how they're supposed to live, is to love God. This commandment was to be seeped into their very existence. This commandment, it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out from their deep experience. It was forged from their experience in the wilderness after they escaped slavery. In the wilderness, there was nothing. There's no food, no water. The things that they needed to live, they didn't have. But in that wilderness, they experienced God's presence in a powerful way. God provided everything that they needed. God sent manna from heaven. Every day, God sent quails so that they can have meat and protein. God made water flow from a rock. In that wilderness, God provided everything they needed. There, they learned to love God and trust God completely. God created human beings to live closely in relationship with Him. God blessed Adam and Eve with everything in the Garden of Eden. We were supposed to enjoy all of this abundance in close relationship with God. But sin began when they turned their focus away from God. When they lost trust in God. When they hid away from God. Sin begins when we turn our orientation and focus to the things that we need and away from God who provides what we need. Sin begins when we turn our orientation and focus to what we need and away from the God who provides what we need. When you become preoccupied with what you need, your heart naturally turns away from God. The worries and anxieties of what you need take over your thoughts. Sin is separation from God. When you put what you need at the center, inevitably, you separate yourself from God. And when you focus so much on what you need, you lose touch with what it is that you really want. in the presence of Jesus. Simon saw how much he had turned away from loving God at the center. He saw how far apart he was from the God who had always provided for him, his family, and his people. And at the same time, he saw a Lord who still nonetheless came to him and provided everything he needed so abundantly, so undeservingly. Simon was overwhelmed by the sense of guilt and remorse, and yet awe and humility. My friends, that is why we are here. That is the Lord who calls us. We have turned so far away from God at the center. We put our needs and all the worries and anxieties right in the middle. And yet, we are here because God is still reached out and is reaching out to us. I mean, look at your life. You still have a lot of needs, but God has blessed you so much. You have everything that you need. Our God is a wonderful God. God knows what we need. He knows that we need money, food, clothing, love, acceptance, validation. God doesn't want us to be blind to these needs. Yes, we still need to work hard. We need to use the brains that God has given us. But they cannot be at the center. Our love, loyalty, and devotion need to be to God alone. Our complete trust must be in God. Jesus said this, "Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who seek all these things, and indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." That is our God. Trust God. Love God first and with all your heart. And God will provide all that you need. After Simon's confession, this is what Jesus said to him. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." Jesus provided everything Simon needed. And now, he was unlocking what he really wanted. What Simon really wanted was not fish. I mean, fish was what he needed to live. But what he wanted was a bigger purpose. A life that is drawn towards a divine will. A calling that's connected to a bigger life beyond fish. Jesus unlocked this deeper desire that had been hidden. A deeper desire hidden and buried underneath his pursuit of fish. My friends, what do you really want? Have you been able to ask yourself that? Or have you been so focused on what you need? God wants to give you an abundant life. That's what Jesus said he came to do. "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." God's desire is for you to live for what you want. And when you are connected with God, you will get in touch with this deeper level of what you really want. God will take care of your needs. God will free you from your fear and preoccupation of your needs so that you can live for what you want. I mean, living for what you want. That's a life of joy, purpose, significance. That is a life worth living for. Don't you think? Simon Peter found that after meeting Jesus. Finding what he wanted was worth more than all the fish that he could ever ask for. That's why he left everything and followed Jesus. My friends, yeah, we need fish to live. I love fish. I always have. Since I was a child, I loved fish and chips. I loved my grandmother's kodungo, mackerel, and doenjang jjigae, soybean soup. I love sushi. Oh, those sushi boats with rolls and sashimi. I love salmon chirashi. That's my jam when I go to a Japanese restaurant. I've loved McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. One of my early memories at McDonald's, I live on Gerrard Street, a lot of Chinese people. This elderly Chinese man, a fish hamburger. He didn't know what he said. Fish hamburger. Anyways, Filet-O-Fish. I love fish. But life is more than fish. Fish can satisfy my taste buds and my appetite, but it cannot satisfy my soul. Only Jesus can. Jesus said this, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." We are living in a very unsettling time. Every day there's something new going on. Most recently, we've had this whole scare with the tariffs. It's not gone yet, just on pause. We'll see what happens. But there was something about this that really shook a lot of Canadians to the core. Donald Trump threatened to take away our fish. Yo, I thought we were friends. How you doing me like that? You trying to take my fish? You may take all of my fish, but I'm going to take some of your fish. Get your hands off my fish. I know, that was my reaction in a nutshell. We ain't friends no more. We don't know what's in store. But more than ever, we need to fix our eyes firmly on God and God alone. Stand more rooted on the solid rock of Jesus. Love God with all your heart and put all of your trust in Him. God will provide all the fish you need. Do you believe that, my friends? God will provide all the fish you need. So be free so that God can reveal to you what it is that you really want. And then God will lead you to green pastures and abundant life. Amen.